Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week. This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Being aware of the bodies on the property and that they're dead versus he actually is the one who killed them. And that's what they're trying to prove here. It's not just conspiracy on this. That's where I'm wondering, you know, are they going to be able to tie that to him, you know, or is it going to be more of a conspiracy look where, yeah, he was part of this, but, you know, just like Lori wasn't physically there to kill the children likely, but she was, you know, probably ordering it or part of it or all, you know, they're all together in on this. Are we going to be seeing more of that type of a connection here?
I think the conspiracy is going to be a slam dunk.
Yeah.
I think his hands on Ty Lee and JJ, it's going to be a much, much tougher case from what we've seen.
Yeah.
From what we've seen. Because, in, of course, Lori's trial, yes, there was a lot that came in on Chad, but the whole direction was at Lori. I also think it's very interesting because they've decided to, of course, wage the death penalty in this case. I find it so interesting that because Lori Vallow didn't get the death penalty, there's nothing to bargain with. Mm-hmm. She would be the perfect one to take that stand, to tie it all together, to tell us all exactly what everyone did. And I bet you if they would have gotten that death penalty on her in Idaho, that's what we would have seen. But because that didn't happen, we just don't have that person. And we'll see if the jury's going to be able to have enough evidence to tie him beyond the conspiracy.
How do you think John Pryor is doing in representing Chad thus far? It's just him. I got to understand that. There's no second chair. I know the judge offered money for a second chair, but couldn't find anybody or anyone that was qualified to do this in Idaho. I know there's only so many death penalty qualified attorneys that are there, but I know he's trying his best, it seems. But what's been your opinion?
You know, it's hard when you don't have the facts on your side.
Yeah.
And you're just trying to, you know, try to distract. I think he's doing the best he can do. But I do believe there is no way this case does not lose on appeal if he is convicted. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have a second chair. He doesn't have the proper help he needs in a death penalty case. I think that's going to be a huge problem.
Then the question would be, if we get another trial here, we got to find somebody who's going to represent Chad Daybell. Likely then that will be a whole other circus. It'll probably take years to get there to see a second round of this.
Yeah, that will be a public defender. Mm-hmm. And that's what I think will end up happening down the road. Because I think it was a real grave error not to allow him off the case or not to insist he have co-counsel. Mm-hmm. I mean, these judges should know what they're doing. So I'm not trying to second guess the decisions of this judge. I'm just saying the decisions of the judge don't match up with what you can clearly read in the law regarding death penalty qualified attorneys, two of them being there in such a trial.
And I know, I mean, it was his choice to hire John Pryor, Chad Daybell's choice, but obviously not death penalty qualified to do this. Why? Why did, I'm just trying to understand why we went down this road so far with then John Pryor saying he wants off the case a couple months ago, judge saying, nope, you went this far, you're on it. It seems like it's just being set up for an appeal that would be granted in a very obvious way. I mean, why did we do this? Why not go into this thing with, you know, all of the T's crossed and the I's dotted?
Well, I do wonder, Tony, if when you look at other people, as an example, Ted Bundy, certainly not death penalty qualified, not qualified in any way, mm-hmm. shape or form, other than, you know, law degree, to represent himself, right? In so many cases, that's just one that comes to mind. But people have been allowed to mm-hmm. represent themselves in trial on very serious cases with murder charges pending. And so perhaps the judge feels, and perhaps there is, some sort of precedent for the mm-hmm. person charged being able to choose their attorney, overriding the normal laws that require certain lawyers representing a death penalty case. That's the only thing I can think of, Tony.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of, you know, you're stacking the cards in a certain way of, well, we're probably going to lose this, so might as well go forward with it and we'll get another shot at it. Do you think we're going to see Chad take the stand at some point?
I think if it continues to go the way it has, yes. Because again, we really haven't seen that smoking gun mm-hmm. in terms of him directly murdering Tylee or JJ. Mm-hmm. But I think they're making a good case for the suffocation of Tammy. But yeah. again, you have the prior decision that was made. So, you know, when you're at the end and if you feel like you're going to get a second bite at the apple, if you think that you've paved the way for an appeal, mm-hmm. you probably should take the stand to see how that goes.
Yeah.
And on the second bite, could not. And again, we're just making a reasonable assessment that this could be won on appeal. Maybe it won't. Maybe he won't be convicted. But I think with what we know, I think he'll be convicted at least of the conspiracy. And I think it'll be an issue on appeal, how everything was handled.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week.
Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. Sally from Finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from Finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.